Pop in! Pop in! Garden Tone! Up the road! Up the road! Pop in! Garden Tone! Come in, lady! Come in!
Garden Town?
And I don't me say. Pop in at the bus here, lady. Shift over the elders. Move over like a youth and get a seat.
You expect me to sit there? I thought you said you had somewhere for me to sit.
See, see them there? What am I problem if people sit down in there? That's enough space over this. Hey, watch out. Look over there, sir.
Lord have mercy. Wait a minute. I wonder if that bus is going my way.
The Jamaica Urban Transit Company, JUTC, has acquired 35 new buses, bringing its fleet of vehicles to just over 500. The new carriers, called Golden Dragons, were procured at a cost of $500 million and officially handed over to the government recently. Four existing buses, refurbished by JUTC's engineering department, have also been re-added to the JUTC's fleet. They are being licensed and registered for road use within a few weeks. The new 39-seater Chinese-made vehicles have already been deployed, and the Minister of Transport and Mining, Michael Henry, says the provision of the new and refurbished vehicles is part of sustained efforts by the JUTC to improve service to commuters across the Kingston metropolitan area.
The important element of this is that we're bringing growth and development to the country, with a full recognition that the economic levels of persons needs to be attended to as importantly as myself driving in an air-conditioned car.
Minister Henry is also applauding the JUTC for meeting the demands of the new academic year despite a shortage of buses.
The present management was able to swing things around and put out enough buses to largely meet the basic expectation of the commuters since the school year began in September, and you should applaud yourselves.
The new Golden Dragon vehicles will primarily serve the hilly rural St. Andrew areas. The new units now operate from the Rockfort Depot, traversing four basic routes. Number 52 from Lawrence Tavern to Kingston, number 53 from Halfway Tree to Above Rocks, number 54 from Halfway Tree to Border, and number 61 which runs from downtown Kingston to Gordon Town. JUTC Managing Director Paul Abrahams notes that the demand for service in these areas is extremely high, with 8,000 to 10,000 passengers traversing these routes daily.
Just advise as to the manner and how these buses were built to handle this level of terrain, which we have been struggling with for the past years due to the fact that we're using the Volvo buses, which are very good buses, but unfortunately, those buses are a little bit bigger, and that area is, of course, a lot of corners, etc. So it was creating a tremendous problem. These buses are 39-seaters. They're a bit smaller than the regular Volvo buses. They're more economical. They're built to our specifications of the JUTC that was drafted by our engineering department.
China's ambassador to Jamaica, Niu Qingbo, who attended the handing over ceremony, said the Chinese government was happy to assist in the acquisition of these buses, which will greatly enhance public experience.
Comparatively speaking, these buses are better in quality, safer, lighter, and saves more on petrol. I was told that each of these buses saves the fuel worth of $20,000 a year. This money saved on behalf of the Jamaican government, I think, is it means less burden on the commuters.
The government is to spend $1.3 billion this fiscal year to increase the fleet of JUTC buses. Maintenance of the new vehicles will be carried out by Golden Dragon engineers for 1 year, and during that period, JUTC technicians will be trained for subsequent maintenance work.
One-stop driver, I'm disembarking this sardine tin. I'm going to take a ride on one of those Golden Dragons. I hear it's going my way. Yoo-hoo!
Prep and primary school students, if you're between the ages of 9 and 12 years, you could be the next champion. Enter the JIS Heritage Essay Competition answering the question, who is your favorite Jamaican sportsman or sportswoman and why? Lots of prizes to be won. Deadline for submissions is November 6. For submission requirements and other information, go to jis.gov.jm or call 926-359024 extension 2137 or send an email to heritageessay@jis.gov.jm.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.